Hey, Reggie, you've played with Peyton and Andrew, and you played against Tom Brady. Is there a common thread you see between the three of them?
Yeah, they're all really good quarterbacks. They all, their main objective is to win games. And, you know, when you're a quarterback, you're going to get that leadership role. And as a receiver, as a teammate, when your quarterback has that trait, has that halo, you know, around him, that's for, you know, to go out there and win games, you can't do nothing but go out there and give it everything you possibly can give. And you just want to do everything possible to add your two cents in. So when you got those three guys, that's what you see, guys that's you know, built behind winning and doing anything possible to get it done.
Reggie, how do you guys view this game for you? Is this a good measuring stick for you guys to see where you're at in the AFC?
I believe every game is a good measuring stick, you know, for us. You know, we're fairly young still. There's still some things we need to learn, but this definitely will be a great opportunity for us to go up against, you know, a top-notch team, you know, in the AFC. To a certain degree, it is a good measuring stick, but it's a big game because it's the next game, and we all know the magnitude of these two franchises and what they do. But there's a lot of guys on this team that don't know anything about the history, you know. So, you know, I believe it's a great opportunity for us to go out there on national television again and to show the world, show the nation what we're capable of doing.
Reggie, this game obviously has some playoff ramifications. Those come down the line, but is that something that's talked about in your locker room at all?
Say it again. I couldn't hear nothing you said.
The game has some playoff ramifications. Is that something that's talked about in your locker room at all?
Actually, it hasn't. You know, I think it's understood, you know. You know, we do understand that, you know where we are at this present moment right now as far as, you know, the playoffs. And we do know that New England is sitting at the top of the throne, you know. But as far as, you know, where it can be down the line and all that stuff, we really hadn't looked into all that. The only thing we did was just focus on this next opportunity, this next game. And like I just said a minute ago, you know, it's a big game, but it's a big game because it's the next game. That's been the approach we've been taking all year. And but what we do know is a great opportunity for us to go out there on national television and play against a great opponent and show everybody what we're, you know, what college football is all about. So hopefully we can go out there and put our best foot forward and make things come to light.
Reggie, when you look at the Patriots secondary now, what do you see? It's changed a bit since last year.
Yeah, it has. You know, actually this secondary here is, you know, in my 14 years of playing New England, you know, it's probably been the best complete, you know, secondary. I think it allows them to do more things up front with the front seven guys that they hadn't done, you know, probably previously in the past years, you know. But, you know, they're very talented. They're ball hungry, you know. They're definitely talented. And, you know, it gives them, you know, a little bit where they can kind of, you know, be more of a risk takers, you know, with blitzes and things of that nature. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us, you know, receivers, tight ends. And, you know, it's a challenge that we look forward to. And hopefully we go out there and, you know, mano-a-mano and see who the best guy, you know, can win at the end of the day.
Reggie, I'm just curious how you fended off Father Time, because not many guys last as long in the league, and certainly at the receiver position.
Man, you know, it's just the will to win, you know. I just want to win. I dealt with an ACL last year, did a lot of rehab and did a lot of thinking. And during that time, I realized that I still love this game. I still love the game of football, and I want to go out and play the game that I love. Been dreaming of being an NFL player since I was 7 years old, and I'm still having the opportunity to fulfill that dream. And that's what makes me, you know, I wouldn't say I'm beating for all the time. I mean, he's jabbing me now. Don't get me wrong now. You know, but it's definitely an opportunity just for me just to do the things that I love, and football is one of them. And they're a young team. I enjoy playing with these guys. They keep me on my toes. They keep me laughing. And you know, it doesn't feel like a job. It still feels like, you know, I'm living the dream. And as long as I feel that way, I'm going to do my best to continue to play.
Does Father Time look like it's jabbing Tom Brady?
Not at all. I think he's jabbing Father Time. You know, hey, when you sit back and you watch him, you know, it still seems like the same calm and collective guy. Just sit back there, you know, he takes what the defense gives him, and he just picks you apart. And that's one thing that I think our defense realizes, that if we're not on our P's and Q's, that it can get ugly real fast. And we all saw that, you know, what New England did to us in the playoffs last year and 2 years ago when we went to New England. So it's one of those things that, you know, if you don't go out there and play this team, you know, without, you know, committing any turnovers and things like that, it can get ugly pretty fast. And that's what you don't want on a national televised game. And we kind of had, you know, a little taste of that when we played Pittsburgh a few weeks ago. So hopefully we can go in with that mindset that we're not going to have that happen to us again on the national televised game, and it'll be a different story.
Reggie, having gone through the ACL yourself last year, how much respect and appreciation do you have for what Rob Gronkowski has been able to do coming back from that same injury this year?
You know, it's just so you can't take anything for granted. You know, I've been blessed, man, where at one point in time I played 189 games in a row. You know, At one point in time, I went 7 years and didn't miss a practice, you know. So, you know, you kind of take that stuff for granted, thinking it's going to be there all the time. And then all of a sudden you get hit with an injury that's you know, season-ending injury. You're like, damn, maybe, you know, I should have watched a little extra, you know, film. Maybe I should have stayed and did a little extra work on the field, you know, because you never know when that day is going to come, you know, that anything can happen, you know. And then you look at Coach Pagano and his situation when he had to battle leukemia. You know, he's been coaching for, you know, 30-some years every day. Then all of a sudden, something that he loves and he takes pride in doing this was taken away from him without his opinion or decision, you know. So it's just things like that you just got to realize that you can't take anything for granted. You got to live in the moment and just treat each day, each practice, like it can, you know, definitely be your last.
With so many new faces in that Patriots secondary.
I can't hear you.
With so many new faces in the Patriots secondary and in your receiving core from that time that you guys played the Patriots last year, how helpful is it to even look at last year's game? I know you weren't playing in it, but how much can you glean from that game as a receiver?
Well, you know, you go look at that game just on the strength of, you know, it's still, you know, New England, they still have the same coaches, you know. Now they can come in with a whole different game plan, you know, but you still want to look at that game and see what they did. Just in case that stuff pops up again, now you know how to kind of punch off of that, you know. So that's something that, you know, that's definitely on our iPads that we look at. We know that Coach, you know, Coach Belichick, Coach Team, they're not going to keep giving you the same thing, you know. You know, but at the same time, you do want to look at, you know, the prior games, you know, just to see what they did, you know, successfully, so you can be ready for it just in case they do it again. And that's something you do against New England, against, you know, all the other, you know, 30-some-odd teams in the league. So you don't want to say, all right, I'm not going to look at last year, and all of a sudden you play them, they do exactly the same thing they did last year. You know, you look crazy. So you look at every game they played, every game you played against them, and, you know, you take it and you watch it and you try to get better from it.
Reggie, when you were a free agent a couple of years ago, was there any part of your mind that kind of, I don't know, that wandered towards potentially playing for the Patriots?
Nah. I was Coach Nation all day.
At the time,
I didn't, you know, I'm almost colorblind. It's only blue and white. That's the only thing I can see.
There were reports, though, that the Patriots were interested in you.
I mean, that's something you got to ask New England. You know, that's something you got to ask them, if they was interested in me. You know, the only thing I know, it was an experience for me. First time I was able to reach free agency, I wouldn't say it was the best time of my life. It was definitely, you know, it was definitely a new chapter in my book that I had to experience. But you know, everything worked out. You know, I was able to come back here, finish up my career, and I'm still pushing. I'm still running to that finish line each day. So we'll go from there.
Are you kind of a homebody? You know, and I ask that because a lot of guys would have, you know, done the whole free agency tour, stopping in every city, dinner, see as many GMs?
Man, I don't have time for that, man. I'll be 36 on Monday, man. 36 on Monday. So at that time, you know, I was 33 years old. You know, I'm cool with all that. I ain't need all that. That's almost like you being a senior in high school and you got 5, you know, recruiting visits. You know, even at that time when I was a senior, you had 5 recruiting visits. I only took 3. I ain't got time for that, man. I found a school I wanted to go to, and that's what I ended up going to. You know, I found a team that I wanted to play for, a team I was already playing for, and I'm here now.
Happy birthday. In advance, happy birthday.
Oh, appreciate it, man. Thank you.